Australia's asylum seeker policies and terrorism laws have been criticised by a prominent human rights organisation. Human Rights Watch has also used its latest World Report to take a swipe at Australia's bid for a seat on the UN Human Rights Council. Penny Timms reports.
Human Rights Watch has released its 2016 World Report titled Politics of Fear Threatens Rights, with a focus on the flow of refugees through Turkey and Europe.
Fear of terrorism led governments to compromise rights and to scapegoat the refugees and indeed to fuel a rise in Islamophobia that has been unprecedented in recent years.
Kenneth Roth is the executive director of Human Rights Watch.
Now, in difficult times like today, there's a real tendency to say, well, what are we going to do? Human rights are just too inconvenient. We've got to sacrifice them for other purposes. But in fact, human rights provide a pretty good guidepost to how to deal with these tumultuous times.
The report also takes aim at Australia, saying authorities here rarely raise concerns about human rights violations in countries it cooperates with on borders or trade. Professor Gillian Triggs is the president of the Australian Human Rights Commission.
Certainly Australia does not use its full reputation, of course, historically as a great supporter of human rights. It has not used that powerful leadership position with our neighbours or with other countries where there are egregious breaches of human rights. In fairness to Australia, I have to say that most countries don't.
Professor Triggs faced a barrage of heavy criticism after the release of a report raising concerns about the mental health of children kept in prolonged detention. That treatment of Professor Triggs also gets a mention.
We've really reached a point, a slow but inexorable move towards breaches of human rights in Australia over the last 15 years, and we really need voices to speak up, to call attention to what respective governments have been achieving in failing to comply with human rights standards, partly, of course, because we have very few constitutional protections, no Bill of Rights, and court systems that are increasingly unable to reach out to the core principles of the common law, freedoms of liberty, freedom from arbitrary detention without trial, and so on.
But perhaps the most scathing are comments about Australia's bid for a seat on the UN Human Rights Council for the upcoming 2018 to 2020 term. The report reads,
to date, with observer status at the Council, Australia has a mixed record, advancing certain thematic issues but not playing a leadership role on grave country situations globally. Australia has often responded dismissively to recommendations made by UN experts about its own domestic human rights record.
Gillian Triggs believes Australia could win that bid if it acts correctly.
We have an opportunity now to say that was the past. Australia will now be moving, as the Prime Minister has been promising, to compliance with international law. And I think this is an opportunity in Geneva for Australia to stand up for those principles. So if we do that, and we demonstrate our credibility on human rights with other nations, then we've got another year or so on which to get the votes for that seat on the Human Rights Council, which I think we should get on the basis of our long-term commitment to human rights. We've really just had an unfortunate last 10 to 15 years.
Also in the firing line are new counter-terrorism laws, metadata detention measures, changes to citizenship laws, a lack of progress to close the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians, the treatment of people who have an intellectual disability, and Australia's lack of recognition of same-sex marriage. The Foreign Affairs Minister, Julie Bishop, declined the World Today's request for an interview. The Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, did not respond to the ABC's requests.
Penny Timms reporting.